A Prayer for Guidance When Life is Challenging by Charles Stanley. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Psalm 27:1. Nehemiah was a man who lived on his knees. Whenever he needed guidance, strength, provision, or protection, his first response was prayer. Because of Nehemiah's humble dependence, God was able to use him greatly to achieve his purposes. This principle is still true for believers today. God can use us in the most awesome fashion if we'll seek him and make ourselves available. He has a calling for each of us and doesn't want us wasting opportunities he provides. To follow Nehemiah's example of dependent prayer, we must first recognize God as the sovereign ruler of the universe. Although he's our loving father and loyal friend, we must never forget that he is also our high and exalted creator, whose holiness is beyond our comprehension. Never think of the Lord as the man upstairs or come into his presence in a frivolous manner. Because Nehemiah respected the awesome holiness of God, he approached him with confession, admitting not only his sin, but his father's and Israel's as well. We cannot hide, deny, or cherish sin and expect the Lord to hear and answer our prayers. Purity of heart and the power of God are linked. We need the sensitivity to instantly recognize when we've strayed and the willingness to deal with sin immediately. The reason Nehemiah stood so tall and strong was not due to his natural abilities, but because he developed a relationship of dependency upon the Lord through prayer. And the same can be true for you. Don't rush into your day without taking time to enter God's throne room and seek his guidance. Let's pray. Lord, I'm here today with open hands and an open heart, ready to depend on you to help me through the day and all it will bring my way. Help me be like Nehemiah. Help me to come to you for guidance, strength, provision, and protection. As I face tough choices and hard decisions, help me remember my belovedness. Help me remember that I am your child and your representative to the world around me. Help me live today in a way that brings honor to your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.